thrill seekers at a Santa Polar amusement park had more of a shock than they'd bargained for on Saturday night when the power cut plunged the polar park into darkness, shutting down all of the rides. The power cut happened at around 23:30 on Saturday night and affected most of the town for up to an hour. But for the 2,500 people in the park, the initial panic was clear as the safety systems kicked in and the rides all came to a halt, with park staff having to manually push them to the starting position to allow riders to disembark, whilst other attractions such as bouncy castles also became deflated, many with people still inside. Luckily, nobody was injured at the park, and those who'd paid for all-inclusive wristbands were offered entrance on an alternative day. The judge presiding over the case objecting to the blocking of a censure motion in Orawella Town Hall in January 2014 has ruled that it was correct that the Table of Elders blocked the motion, which would have otherwise overthrown the government and brought the Partido Popular back to power. Although largely an academic decision, as the PP have returned to power following the last election results, it would no doubt be a relief for the members of the Table of Elders, including British politician Bob Houlihan, who is facing legal action for his part in blocking the motion. Social network sites have been going wild this weekend, sharing news from Alicante that a girl was allegedly issued with a €651 fine at the weekend for wearing an offensive t-shirt. The t-shirt had the phrase ACAB on the front, an English language acronym which is known to be disrespectful to the police. The fine was issued under new laws which came into force this week, making it easier for the authorities to punish those who do not show proper respect for law enforcement officers. And during the first official weekend of the holiday season, Alicante Elche Airport welcomed 264,000 passengers through its doors, 10% more than the same weekend of last year. With the roads also seeing an increase in traffic over the last year, there's now no doubt that this summer is going to be one of the busiest for some time on the increasingly popular Costa Blanca.